October 30th, 1986, the beginning of book new, Greek new. It continued this general type of work, with the first page being some tests of induction, all of which are negative, on the opposing page. And in the following page again, all negative for induction. A planning session October 31st. More photographs of hoping to induce or detect induction. Pages and pages of similar experiments. All negative, Tuesday, November 4th, page 1. A reconsideration of the status on Wednesday, November 5th, page 11. A re-review of current status suggests only sensible EK experiments at the moment. The only sensible EK experiment at the moment is HPRT neofusion knockout, but we can still try to make HPRT minus EK cells by gamma irradiation. So it's clear that I'm thinking here of knocking out the HPRT gene as a means of being able to get rid of the difficult experiments that have been done with the bacteriophage, but it's still knockout of HPRT, not correction yet. So DNA on page 13, Tuesday, November 11th, preparing the DNA from the 129 ES cells or EK cells. No, that's not correct. Let's do that page again. Page 13, Tuesday, November 11th. Two things going on. EK cell, beta S cells for transfer, commented on, and then making DNA of EK type DNA, as I called it, on Monday, November 11th, just a preparation of DNA from 129, strain 129 cells. I'm checking the DNA on the following page. DNA is good, and that it can digest okay with BAM as a test. Friday, November 14th, page 15. Back to blood smears with the male chimeras, seven male chimeras with the neo beta S plasmid. Comments on what the degree of chimerism. Not altogether happy with the antibody. The mistake in big capitals, page 16. The mouse serum reacts with anti-mouse immunoglobulin, so, and gives a serious background. And another comment that the animals never had offspring, ditto animal G. But there were that nonetheless, that still left five chimeras that were being looked at. And these are looked at on the following page. Sunday, November 16th, page 19, the results of chimerism tests. And the data showed on CNG a few positive cells, but they are all white cells, so they presumably mouse white cells making immunoglobulin or with adsorbed immunoglobulin, not true chimerism. But the technique is good anyway. That's correct. And with a very convincing image that only one cell was fluorescent on the smear. Thinking about flow cytometry, flow cytometric separation of cells, fax preparation, and Roy Jensen, Ron Jensen, uses dimethyl superimidate to induce production of cells. Of the hemoglobin, if I understand rightly. No, I'm not really sure that that's correct, but he uses dimethyl superimidate in the fact sorting. Trying to make the cells resistant to hemolysis without destroying their antigenicity, what I was calling hard balls, a new 21 hard ball. These are being, it's superimidated as a crosslinker, I remember now. So here we are on page 23, preparing OS hard balls. Bled into fetal, this is my blood, bled into fetal calf serum, spun down, washed, etc. Undetectable hemolysis, resuspended, washed them, etc. They're nice red cells. Expose them to aqueous dimethyl superimidate, and they were still red after incubating for 20 minutes, and then heated to 80 degrees, and they turned brown as the hemoglobin was denatured into methemoglobin, and washed again and stored as a new 23 hard balls, with the thought that the heat denaturation probably renders the antibody more effective. And Ron thought that it permeabilizes the cells. So I wasn't sure about that, so let's try again without heat. It's the common. And continuing in this general way to make hard balls. Here we are on page 27, Tuesday, November 18, back to EK cells, some notes. About 40% good cells in EK beta S, J1 transformed cells from mu 55 feeder layers, etc. One mouse. 9 embryos, and 2 chimeras were obtained, 1 male, 1 female. So we're intermingling these different experiments. Hard balls, etc. Thursday, November 20th, page 29. Thursday, November 20th, trying various preparations of red cells, smears, OS red cells, dimethyl superimidate cells, cells also treated with methyl alcohol, methyl alcohol, and so on. And the results are very instructive. Only the red blood cell spread from 1% BSA or anything like stained. And that wasn't very good. All the rest are, to all intents and purposes, negative. So not a very strong staining. A method of trying to get cells to stick to slides using histostick, obtainable at 20 mils, could be bought for $15. So a bunch of slides made with that material, Friday, November 21st, page 33, but on page 35 it says the results are disappointing. Saying different things in the following page. On the other hand, Sunday, November 29th, page 39, a check on the induction of Phil's material. Phil had made 20% fetal calf serum smeared size on histostick. L cells 2 days after induction, and the induction is fine, and quite a decent image of those cells. So when you have something that really does make hemoglobin, you can get positive. So here we go, doing similar experiment over the next many pages. Different illumination being thought of. Page 47, Sunday, November 30th, trying epi illumination. Getting images. And page 49, Monday, December 1st, epi illumination, and there's some very strong fluorescent images. Let's see what it says about them. Yes, so the conclusion is that epi-illumination is a really significant improvement on well-dispersed smears. So it's the difference between different images is quite clear. And as the next page shows, direct illumination and epi-illumination have similar things. And so that results in Monday, December 1st, a re-review of the old slides, but now examined by epi illumination on page 53. And as you can be seen, all of the about 10 samples on the right-hand page are all negative, despite the fact that the controls are okay, meaning that the controls are positive, but the induction is negative. Every single one shows the same thing, but the control is not always okay. But none of the previous ones look to have been induced. except for four or five. There were evidently one not in this particular, not reviewed on page 53, 52, but on Tuesday, December 2nd, page 55, 4.5 is being retested, which is X new 3-5. The control was strongly positive with epillumination and HU1, but all four Phil's cultures are negative with HB2S. Looking at the hardball experiments again, December 3rd. And the epi-illumination was now so good that it's starting to bleach the fluorescein. Page 59. An attempt to, with, I think this was eventually with Nobuya Maeda, to get the golden hamster embryonic fibroblasts. There were some reasons for hoping that would be possible. So two golden hamsters were sacrificed by anesthesia or by anesthesia and decapitation, but only the first was pregnant. Many reabsorptions, but managed to obtain something out of the first one. So golden hamster embryonic fibroblasts were obtained. Growth quite good, combined as a new 61 fibroblasts. Continue with the trying to get a good assay of red cell. And the next thing, as usual, persist, doing the same type of experiment over and over again until either success or abandon.